Hi, this is Andrew for Geek News Central, coming to you from the Wearable Technology Show in London, England. I'm with Helen from Cupress, who are developing smartphone cases that can take attachments for telemedicine. Helen, why don't you tell us a little bit more about it?
So Cupress was developed to enable telemedicine in a much more efficient way than this is done today. So today, telemedicine is mainly communication through the phone, through software, or through video. What is missing for us is the clinical images. So if you want to fully reproduce a consultation, then you need to take clinical images of your condition. So we've developed these smartphone-connected medical devices to be able to clip on your smartphone, take a picture, a clinical images or video, of your condition. So it could be of your ear canal, could be of your retinal and your eye, could be of your skin for dermatology issue, for mole, could be using a stethoscope, a digital stethoscope. But the idea is really, let's add the clinical information and let's accelerate telemedicine.
Okay. And is this product really intended for the developing or the developed world?
Both. Our short term is developed world, so the idea is getting this product into the hand of GP or nurses visiting people at home, or pharmacists, even specialists can use this. And the idea is they could ask for someone else's opinion and prevent to send the patient to the hospital. So whenever a GP has a doubt or a nurse has a doubt, they send the patient to the GP or to the hospital. And some of these appointments are useless and could be done remotely. So we need to make this because GP are very busy today. Hospital have long waiting list, so we need to find a solution to give access to healthcare for everyone. And in the developing world, obviously, there are lots of people with very few or limited access to healthcare. We need to give them access to healthcare, and these tools could really help that.
Okay. And would one of the benefits as well be that, you know, your average GP, whilst they might have these tools, you know, they're not digitally equipped, you know, they can't take the picture, they rely on the professional to actually see the thing and then write the notes up, whereas they now have a picture of whatever it is.
Exactly. So it's one of the side effects we've seen by this healthcare professional using our device is first patient empowerment, because you can show your patient what is going on and what is wrong with their ear, while today with the classic otoscope they can do that. But it's also a GP and healthcare professional education, because they ask for another opinion and then they get the feedback, and so they can keep the picture and build some history and build some knowledge out of that, something that they can do today.
Okay, you know, that's a good point. So they could basically take a picture, you know, 6 months ago, 3 months ago, a month ago,
exactly.
And you can see the change.
You can see the evolution, you can see how effective is your treatment, and you can remember, while today they look into the ear and that's it. So how would you remember that, how your patient's ear was?
No, that's great. So, is this product on the market yet?
Not yet. So the otoscope is going to be launched in 2 months, and the ophthalmoscope probably a little bit further on. But yeah, we are hoping to launch very soon.
Okay. And do you have an idea of the price point?
Should be less than £100, so probably around £60-70.
Okay, no, that's great. Look, thanks very much, Helen.
Thanks. Have a good congress.